Unit 1. Why diversity matters in business.
Hi, I'm Kristen Messerly with Cultural Outreach, and today I'm interviewing Risha Grant, a diversity consultant. She's been consulting for the last 18 years, and she is going to provide us with some expertise. She also speaks for Cultural Outreach and does some diversity-related consulting. You can see her in our webinars and reach out if you'd like to receive any additional training. So, Risha, my first question for you...
Yes?
...is why should businesses think about diversity and inclusion? Why does it matter?
Diversity and inclusion are so important to your bottom line. I think a lot of companies, they don't think about it that way because they're so used to just doing the mainstream marketing. They're used to really focusing on television and print and, you know, whatever other broadcasts or even online. And not that those things aren't great, but when you think about it, they may not be reaching a part of the community or parts of markets that could really make a difference for your bottom line. Diverse markets account for $14 trillion. That's with the T, dollars. $14 trillion in spending power, and this is disposable income. So to go after that, you know, if you looked at what would 0.5% market share do for your bottom line, it's totally worth it.
This is a very interesting aspect and one of the really compelling reasons to target minority markets. Even if you only target smaller communities within minority markets, you can still make a lot of profit if...
Right.
If we take the Black community as an example.
Right.
It's so untapped and underserved, so you can have a huge amount of that market share.
Right. And on top of that, diverse markets are typically a lot more loyal. If people within a minority community find someone who is doing a good job in an area of service, they promote that business in their community.
They want their family, friends, and colleagues to go to that person or business as well.
Exactly. And it's about building trust. So once you've gotten into the community and they know that you care and that you're not just trying to get their money or just take them for a ride, you build that trust and you've got a client for life. So I think it's about figuring out how to do that in a way that's authentic.
Yeah, so could you expand on that a little bit and just give a little bit of an insight into how companies can reach these segments and build that trust?
Sure. There are different ways of going about it. You could just go to minority media, Black newspapers, Black television, and radio, of course. Well, Black newspapers have declined a lot, although there are still some great ones out there, and television is highly expensive. So a lot of companies use radio to reach diverse markets. There are a lot of independent Black-owned radio stations, Hispanic-owned radio stations as well. But if you really want to implement effective marketing strategies and build trust, you have to gain familiarity with the minority community. You have to find out where they congregate. You got to find... Any weekend, you're going to find all the men at the barbershop talking about current events, talking about what's going on in the world. Maybe wrong, maybe right. As a marketer, you should go there every week. You will be amazed by the things that they're talking about. But they care enough to talk about them. So, market there at the barbershop and look at the churches. Churches are still a big deal in minority communities. Not that they aren't in the mainstream community, but they carry a lot of weight. When something happens in the community, people run to the church. And think of the community centers. They are a great way to get in touch with people. You've just got to look at different nuances, different ways to go after the diverse markets.
Yeah, and then don't give up right away. We were talking about this before. If you start to build trust or build a presence in a particular community, you have to keep going and keep meeting with the community leaders and show that you're committed and invested in their community. So,
and I like to add, especially the African American community isn't a monolithic community. So don't go talk to that one leader, you know, the largest church in that community or their most popular barbershop and say, oh, I talked to Pastor whoever, and so this is a great way to go about it. Don't do that. Just like the mainstream communities, There are a lot of people that want input. They want to know what's going on. They don't want someone to tell them what's going on. They want to be a part of that process. And so you've got to build that kind of community engagement.
Yeah.
So I think that's really important, as I see that happen over and over and over again. And people don't understand. Well, I went and spoke to this person. It's like, so...
Yeah. One person does not represent the whole community.
Exactly.
Yeah.
I would definitely keep an eye out for that.
Yeah, that's good. Well, thank you so much for sharing your insights. That was really helpful. And yeah, stay tuned for more information from us on upcoming webinars and information.